Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean old-school D&B Vopal texture using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about making a huge upfront lead vocal. We're making that atmospheric vocal wash you hear in classic drum and bass and jungle records. Airy, emotional, a little grainy, spacious, and tucked nicely into the track so it supports the groove instead of fighting it. This kind of sound works great in intros, breakdowns, tension builds, and underneath sparse breaks or a re-space. So if you've ever heard a vocal in an old tune that feels like part of the room rather than the main event, that's the vibe we're aiming for here. The best part is we're keeping this practical and beginner-friendly. No third-party plugins, no fancy extras, just stock Ableton devices and a simple chain that you can repeat in any project. First, choose the right vocal source. This matters more than people think. For this style, less is usually more. A short phrase, a sustained note, a spoken word line, an airy ah or oh, something with space around it, those are all great choices. If you start with a really long or busy vocal, it can get messy fast once you add delay and reverb. A short sample gives you much more control. If you have a few options, look for one that already has a bit of character. Maybe it's from an old soul sample, an a cappella snippet, a radio voice, or even your own recorded voice. Anything clean enough to work with, but not so perfect that it feels sterile. Now drag that vocal onto an audio track and warp it to your project tempo. For most full vocal phrases, Complex Pro is a safe choice because it keeps the tone natural. For simpler texture work, Complex can be enough. Set your warp markers so the sample lines up with the grid, but don't obsess too hard over making it perfect. For atmospheric old-school D&B, a tiny bit of timing looseness can actually help it feel more organic and sampled. Once the vocal is in time, we clean it up with EQ8. This is the first real shaping step, and it's a big one. Start with a high-pass filter somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. In a D&B mix, you want the kick and sub to have the low end all to themselves. If the vocal has rumble or low mid buildup, it will muddy the whole track very quickly. After that, listen for boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz. If the vocal sounds thick in an unpleasant way, try a gentle cut there. Then check the harsh upper mids, somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the vocal is poking out too aggressively, just dip it a little. Finally, if the sample feels dull, add a tiny bit of air with a high shelf. Keep it subtle though. We want clean, not glossy. A good starting move might be a high pass around 160 Hz, a small cut at 350 Hz, maybe a gentle dip around 3.5 kHz if needed, and a little lift up top if the sample needs brightness. The main goal is to clear out the junk while keeping the vocal character intact. Next, add auto filter. This is where we start giving the sample that sampled atmospheric feel. A low-pass filter works really well here. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz and keep resonance low to moderate. You can also add just a touch of drive if the sample needs a little more attitude. What this does is help the vocal feel embedded in the track instead of sounding like a raw dry recording sitting on top. Old-school D&B often has that slightly filtered, worn-in quality, and this is a nice way to get there without making the sound too dark. Now we add some gentle saturation with saturator. This is one of those moves that can seem small, but it really helps the vocal hold its own in a busy drum and bass mix. Try a drive of around 2 to 5 dB, turn soft clip on, and then pull the output down if it gets too loud. You're looking for warmth, density, and just a little vintage edge. Not fuzz, not distortion for its own sake. Just enough harmonic presence so the vocal survives when the break and bass get heavy. After that, bring in chorus ensemble for movement and width. This is where the sample starts to spread out and feel alive. Use ensemble mode if you want a softer, lush movement. Keep the amount low to medium, set the rate slow, and keep the width fairly wide. The key here is subtlety. You're not trying to make a giant trance effect. You want something that feels like tape drift or old hardware wobble. If you want a more obvious vintage swirl, you could swap this for phaser flanger, but for a beginner setup, chorus ensemble is usually the smoother, safer option. Now for the fun part, echo. This is what really starts turning the vocal into part of the drum and bass atmosphere. Try a delay time like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4, depending on how busy the beat is. Keep feedback around 20 to 40%, and definitely filter the delay so it's not flooding the mix with low end or harsh highs. A dry/wet setting around 10 to 25% is a solid starting point. If the track is energetic, a short ping-pong echo can bounce nicely around the stereo field without crowding the center. If you want a darker jungle mood, Keep the delay shorter and darker, and trim some highs in the feedback path. The goal is to make the vocal feel like it's talking to the beat, not just sitting behind it. After the delay, add reverb. This is the space glue. Use it carefully, because in drum and bass, too much reverb can kill the punch fast. Try a medium to large size, a decay somewhere around 2.5 to 6 seconds, and a pre-delay of 20 to 40 milliseconds. That pre-delay is important, because it lets the vocal stay a little forward before the tail blooms out behind it. Also, filter the reverb. Cut the low end around 200 to 400 Hz, and roll off some highs somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, depending on how bright you want it. A dry slash wet setting around 10 to 20% is usually enough to create space without washing everything out. Now we control the dynamics with compressor or glue compressor. This helps keep the vocal texture stable, especially after the chorus, echo, and reverb start moving around. Aim for a ratio of 2 to 1 or 3 to 1. A slightly slower attack, so you keep some of the natural front edge, a medium release, and only about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. We don't want to flatten the life out of it. We just want it controlled enough to sit consistently in the mix. Finally, use utility for final mix control. Utility is super useful here. You can reduce gain if the chain is getting too loud, check the sound in mono, or widen and narrow the stereo image. If the vocal is getting too wide and vague, narrow it a little. In D&B, your kick, snare, and sub need a strong center, so let the vocal support the edges and upper mids without taking over the middle. A really important thing to remember is that this kind of vocal is a layer, not a feature. If you can hum it too easily, it's probably too loud or too dry. The best old-school D&B vocal textures feel like part of the atmosphere. They add emotion, movement, and depth, but they don't demand all the attention. Also, always check the vocal against the snare, not just in solo. That's a huge beginner mistake. A vocal can sound amazing by itself and still wreck the groove once the drums come in. In old-school D&B, the snare is king. If the vocal masks the snare crack, reduce the low mids, shorten the tail, or back off the reverb. Now here are a few extra ways to push the sound further, still staying beginner-friendly. One nice trick is to duplicate the vocal and reverse the copy so it swells into the main phrase. That gives you a classic pull-in feeling before the vocal hit, especially useful in intros or transitions. Just remember to fade it in and high pass it so it doesn't get muddy. Another good approach is splitting the vocal into two layers. Keep one layer cleaner and more centered, and make the other layer darker, wider, and wetter. Blend them quietly together. That gives you depth, without needing a huge amount of processing on one track. You can also experiment with different echo times on duplicates. For example, one version can have a short slap and another can have a longer dotted delay. Keep one more mono-ish and one more wide. That gives you depth and motion while still keeping the mix readable. And if you want a more haunted or aged character, try a little more filtering, a touch more saturation, and keep the reverb darker than you might expect. A slight bit of pitch drift or modulation can also help, as long as it stays subtle. We want old and worn in, not seasick. Arrangement matters too. In an intro, start the vocal filtered and quiet, then slowly open it up over a few bars. In a breakdown, let it breathe more and maybe widen it a touch. Right before the drop, thin it out again or pull the filter down so the drop lands harder. That contrast is a huge part of what makes these textures effective. If you want a really solid practice exercise, try building a four-bar vocal atmosphere in your next project. Pick a short vocal phrase, warp it, then run it through EQ8, auto filter, saturator, chorus ensemble, echo, reverb, and compressor. Automate the filter cutoff over four bars so it starts dark, opens up, gets brightest in the middle, then closes back down. Then drop a drum break underneath it and see whether the vocal sits above the snare, but below the main lead elements. If you want to challenge yourself a little more, make two versions. One clean and airy, one darker and more haunted. Compare them in the full mix, and see which one supports the drums and bass better. So to recap the core idea, clean the vocal first with EQ, shape the tone with filtering, add character with saturation, create movement with chorus or phaser, add rhythmic space with echo, place it in a room with reverb, and then keep the whole thing under control with compression and utility. That's the formula. The big takeaway is this: a great old-school D&B vocal atmosphere is not about being massive. It's about being clear, moody, rhythmic, and tastefully textured. If you get that balance right, your track instantly feels more classic, more emotional, and more complete. And that's the lesson. Nice and practical, very usable, and fully stock Ableton only. If you want, You can now take this exact chain and turn it into a rack preset, a template, or a darker jungle variation.